Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Beverly Inman Evil is here. Beverly's back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Beverly is a 22-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of and CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, TLC. She's the author of Success is a Decision of the Mind. Also, Talk is Not Cheap, a book we helped her launch back in the day when she was right out of high school, and she's one of the leading experts in the world on communication, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I know you've got EQ on your mind, emotional intelligence, and I'm going to get you to tell us about that a little bit more in a minute. But before we do, I can't have this conversation with you without us giving a little nod to our late friend Judith Glaser. And you know, Judith was one of the global stalwarts and one of the leaders in EQ discussion. And we lost her a year and a half ago or so, and I still miss her. So,
well, you know, someone who has strong emotional skills usually people do remember because they're just got their act together.
Yeah.
You know, they really stand out. They care, because to have high EQ, you first of all have awareness of your own feelings, and then you also can regulate those feelings. I mean, I don't care. All of us, we get mad. People irritate us. You know, somebody pulls in front of you and you, you have a reaction. But being aware that that's going to happen and then knowing how to self-regulate rather than laying on your horn, for instance.
Well, that's what horns are for, Beverly. Come on, you're not going to take that away from me.
I thought horns were for saying, hi, how are you?
No. They're a way of well, anyway. So EQ, give us a short definition of EQ.
EQ is the awareness and regulation of both your own emotions and the emotions of others, as well as your motivation.
So is EQ a first cousin to self-awareness? Is it a hardest made of self-awareness?
Well, self-awareness is a building block of EQ. So you can't have emotional intelligence without being self-aware.
Without being self-aware,
first.
Yeah.
You've got to be aware of, you know, I look at it this way. I know what my buttons are. I know what sets me off. And I'm pretty good, except around just my husband. I'm pretty good at regulating those, so that if somebody pushes a button, I don't react. I think, oh, okay, I see what's happening, and maybe I'll ask a question. And I'm telling myself, you know, listen to what this person is saying, you know, where are they coming from? So that is, you know, that's the building block, I think, is that awareness of self. But also,
I talk a lot about self-aware on the show, because self-awareness on the show, Beverly, because this is something I learned in my 20s that has been immensely productive for me. But what you're saying is, it's not enough just to be self-aware. If it's what you do with it after that, what you do with that information, that's where you get into the EQ, right? In other words, the self-aware is the noun, and EQ is the verb.
Yes. So what you do about it, I mean, if we're just self-aware, we're probably going to realize what our buttons are, but we may still, you know, react very negatively to those things. So being able to be self-regulated. For instance, I will, you know, my signature for emails and everything is Smiles Beverly. Well, that's because that's one of my regulations.
Mm-hmm.
When I recognize I'm irritated or I'm mad or I'm offended, I'll take a deep breath, okay? And I can take a deep breath without anybody knowing it's a deep breath. I don't have to raise my shoulders. That's not the quick way to breathe anyway. And then I will slowly, you know, make sure that I'm smiling.
What are the benefits of being aware and regulating your EQ and developing it? What would be a personal benefit? I can cut back on my blood pressure medicine?
Oh, definitely. Yes, you're gonna have. There's all kinds of physical benefits to it. You're probably not gonna develop ulcers. Your blood pressure will go down. But I think one of the biggest ones is you're going to have a broader base of people who like and respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do any sales at all, you are going to be more successful.
If I hadn't learned self-awareness. If I hadn't learned self-awareness, I probably wouldn't be here because of my personality. And I was able to, you know, learn that and to sort of, you know, see myself. And I didn't know it was called EQ, but I learned how to regulate it. And I'm not going to say I was immensely successful, but I was reasonably successful.
They're now realizing, this came on the surface about, you know, in the 80s. But they're now realizing that a person's emotional intelligence is a bigger indicator of how successful they're going to be in a job.
I believe that.
Especially if the job is interacting with people.
I believe that very much. And, you know, there's no question about it. From a business standpoint, as you say, in sales, if you can learn how, you know, when I talk to salespeople, young salespeople, I talk to them about how to be a chameleon when you're with a prospect. Mirror them. Mirror their energy. Mirror their interest, that sort of thing. And, you know, you're as a chameleon, you're used, that's, in my opinion, that's a way of deploying, employing emotional intelligence. What do you think?
That's part of it. What you are doing in that regard is you are being aware of where that person is and making them feel okay to be there, which is a big first step.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about how to tell about your own EQ. How do you know what your EQ is? Is there a number? Beverly and Menebo will do that for us right after the break. TalkListen.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.